preparing his entrance. The stars shall applaud him with thunders of praise. Light in his eyes shall enhance those awaiting, and we shall behold him. We shall behold him. We shall behold him face to face in all of his glory. We shall behold.
What a broadcast. It's going to be a good one. What is happening to America? What is happening to America? I hope you feel as intently as I feel that something is bad wrong in this country of ours, and something has got to be done. I'm telling you that something has got to be done. Let me turn my volume down a little bit. Sometimes it gets louder than at other times, and I don't want to run you. Excuse me. I don't want to run you off your computer. But I want to tell you, we've got to hear what's on this telecast, this broadcast today. I hope all across America, and then all across the world, and I especially hope all across North Carolina, you will really hear me, and will get your friends listening. Would you right now? I'm asking you very genuinely as a friend, would you call your friends? Call everybody you know. Tell them they've got to listen to this broadcast. Tell them they've got to listen to this broadcast. I'm here to tell you, we are facing a horrible hour. We really are. Now, let me tell you, we look at ISIS, this army of black-hooded people in the Middle East, and of course, touching the world now. We look at Ebola. We look at the financial and economic conditions of the world. We look at the complete collapse of moral value, of moral decency, of moral living. We look at all of those things, and I just read in the paper this morning, well, on the internet, really, in the prisons of Cincinnati, Ohio, they've discovered a man with leprosy. Leprosy. It said in this article, the first time in the prison history of Ohio, somebody in the prison that has this dreaded disease of leprosy. What is going to happen? Now, I plan to do a program a week away on Ebola and to try to show you something about what is happening. Here's a report from the, let me make sure I have the right people here to give this report from, the World Health Organization. They are saying that within 2 months, we will have 10,000 cases of Ebola every week. I didn't say every month. I said every week, 10,000 cases a week. Let's pray that they're wrong. Let's pray that that don't happen. I've thought this week as I've listened to what's happening, if Ebola would come to America, as is possible, the whole hospital system of this nation could be shut down in 1, 2, 3, maybe 6 months or less, shut down. Because of the absolute presence of this, what now is dreaded disease. 70% of all the people who contact Ebola die at the present rate, at the present level. Now, will they do something about it? We don't know. They're trying, I'm sure. But I'm here to tell you, friend, it is a pathetic Iowa. Now, what I plan for today's broadcast is to interview the Senator of North Carolina, Kay Hayden. And then I plan to interview the Senator of our Senate here in North Carolina, who's running for her seat in the U.S. Senate. And his name is Tom Trillis. Now, neither one of them have responded to me to be on the broadcast today. I've asked them not to come, but to call 10 to 15 minutes apiece, talk with them, ask them questions, listen to them, find out their position. Now, let me ask you something. How many of you care about what's happening in the U.S. Congress in Washington, D.C.? How many care about what Obama is doing to this nation? I think everybody is pretty much at the point that they are utterly disgusted with the policies of the present White House. Utterly disappointed and disgusted. Well, friend, it isn't a pretty picture. And I'm going to tell you, we do need a miracle. We need a breathtaking miracle. And I'm praying that God will give us just such a miracle. It's going to take a miracle. Now, you know what happened in North Carolina a few days ago. I've got his name right here, Judge Max O. Cogburn. Judge Max O. Cogburn signed a U.S., what do you call it? Anyhow, he threw out the legislative body of North Carolina, who had passed a decision, no same-sex marriage in our state, and now all across North Carolina. Couples, women marrying women, men marrying men, same-sex marriage is taking place right here in Charlotte, in Gastonia, different places across the state. Do you understand what this means for the United States of America? Do you understand what it means for North Carolina? I love everybody. I know nobody on the face of this earth. I wouldn't try to reach for Christ and be a blessing to them. I don't turn people off because their life is deeply involved in immoral activities. I show them nothing but love from my heart. I'm here to tell you, I love people. Jesus died for every living soul on the face of this earth. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but should have everlasting life. So to all of my radio audience and to all of my telecast audience, I want you to know something. Jesus died to save lost souls. But when a culture is turned into sodomy, when a culture is turned into sodomy, what becomes an accepted way of life and even celebrated in the courts before the idea of marriage, friend, we are on our way to hell. And that's about the only thing you can say yet. Now, the theme of today's program is what is happening to America. What is happening to America? Listen to me. The only way for you and I to survive and keep our head above water right now with all the indecency and all the immorality, the loss of value, is to keep the Bible in our view, to keep God's Word in front of us. If I wasn't trusted in the Word of God, I'd come to you today with tears streaming down my cheeks and sadness all over my face, and I would be one gloomy man. But I'm trusting in God. The Bible said that things would so happen that men's hearts would fail them for fear, for looking at what's coming on the earth. We are not far from that, friend. If this Ebola goes to the extent that the World Health Organization says it's going to, I'm here to tell you, people are going to be crying out, and their hearts are going to be failing them, as the Bible said would happen, for fear, for looking on what's coming on this earth. And when you put all this together, Ebola, and of course leprosy now, and then also ISIS in the Middle East and spreading around the world, everybody feels threatened by them, and they're out to take over this world. You better understand, they intend to set up a one world order under Islam. They intend to set up a one world order under Islam and impose their Sharia law all over this world. That's their intent. That's not their game they're playing with. That's their intent to do, and they're willing to die by the millions to accomplish it, friend. And the only way you and I are going to survive is if we're willing to die for the faith of Jesus Christ and for the cause of our blessed Lord. So everybody's concerned. Here's a Decision magazine from Franklin Graham. And what are the three themes? Pestilence, Ebola spreads in West Africa, persecutions, Christians suffer worldwide for their faith, and then third, oppression. Religious liberties in peril in the United States of America. Do you know what happened in Houston, Texas this week? Do you know what happened? The mayor is a lesbian. She has a city council that imposed a new rule on the whole city of Houston, Texas, that homosexual men can use the ladies' restroom and lesbian women can use the men's restroom at will. And nobody can stop them. A homosexual man can go right into a ladies' restroom, go right through there, whatever woman's in there, embarrass the daylights out of everybody. A lesbian woman can go in the men's bathroom. Well, I guess there's some moral perverts that like all of that, but I can tell you that good, decent people don't. And now this lady and her city council and her legal authorities, what are they doing? They are calling on these preachers and issuing a subpoena to them to turn over their sermons and anything they say, anything they tell their members that has any relationship to what is happening with this lesbian woman, their new rulings in the city of Houston, Texas. Now, if that can come to Houston, Texas, that can come to Charlotte, North Carolina. That can come to any state across this country. Do you understand that this very week we had one county where a magistrate would not marry a couple, two men who wanted to have a marriage. And here's the picture, U.S. News, of those two men kissing on the street, I presume, out in front of the courthouse to shame that magistrate, excuse me, that magistrate who happened to believe in God. Now, I'm here to tell you, we are in peril. We're in peril. I've got the name of this judge, and I'm going to give you the phone number for you to call his office. I actually have his home number. I talked to his wife. I talked to the secretary in his chamber, and they both were so nice. I had the gut feeling that they didn't like what he was doing. And let me tell you what I believe. I believe President Obama pressured that man, that judge, right here in Asheville, North Carolina, pressured him to make the decision he made to throw out this law in North Carolina forbidding same-sex marriage. I believe President Obama did that. In fact, I have some information that's come to me that suggests he did. I probably will release that to the media on Monday. Now, let me tell you, friend, we are in a dark hour. We are really in a dark hour. I don't know what's going to happen next, but I know one thing. I'm getting ready to vote in November, and it's only between 2 and 3 weeks away, and you better get ready to vote. And I'm going to share with you, I meant to talk to each of these candidates and let them answer their questions. But since they didn't desire to call me or even tell me I can't be here or I've got something else to do, or you gave me too late of a notice, whatever they may have had, and I'm not here to put either one of them down. I'm here to tell you that you need to know how to vote. And the questions I was going to ask them, will you help repeal Obamacare? Of course, Tom Tillis said he would. Of course, Ken Hagin said she would not. Okay, you understand that. Senator Kay Hagin said she would not. Senator Tom Trellis said he would. Now, I have a voting list here that came to me, and this is very good, Faith and Freedom Coalition of North Carolina, and I will send this to everybody who calls this office. It lists Kay Hagin and all of her no's or yeses according to the question, and Tom Tillis and all of his no's and yes, and on every issue they were on the opposite sides with each other. Every issue, they were on the opposite sides with each other. Repeal Obamacare, she said no. Repeal Obamacare, Tom Tillis said yes. Same-sex marriage, she said yes. Tom Tillis said no. Abortion on demand, she said yes. Abortion on demand, Tom Tillis said no. Weaken Federal Religious Freedom Act, she said yes. Yes. Weaken Federal Religious Freedom Act, she said yes. Of course, he said no. Cut $716 billion from your Medicare to you senior adults, she said yes. She's for cutting the $716 billion from from Medicare? He said no. Special rights for gays? She said yes. He said no. Did fund Planned Parenthood? She said no. He said yes. Remember, did fund Planned Parenthood? She said no. He said yes. Cap and trade carbon tax? She said yes. He said no. Every issue. I'll send that to you. You can have it to use and take with you into the voting booth, if you will. Now, I want to say to my wonderful black friends all across North Carolina, maybe you'd rather be called Afro-American. You're an American, okay? So, you know, I'll call you that if that makes you feel good. But I want to tell you something to all of my black friends. If you don't hear this, it's because you're either blind or you're just tied to the Democrat Party, regardless of how atheistic and far from God and far from values they go, you're still going to vote for them. I can't do anything about that. But I can tell you, you're really making a sad decision, and it's going to come back to haunt you. I promise you that. It will come back to haunt you if that liberal crowd of atheists win in this coming decisions to be made. I hope I get your attention. And I promise you, I'm ready to help you. I'll meet with anybody out there. I'll answer anybody's questions. I'm opening the lines for you to call 1-800-338-7884. 1-800-338-7884. The local number is 704-391-0588. 704-391-0588. And then our internet, toll-free number. Please remember now our internet. Not a toll-free number. The toll-free number, of course, is 1-800. Let me make sure I reduce some of the size of these things so I can get up my internet, because I want your questions and remarks to come at me ferociously. I want to hear from everybody out there. I want your telephone calls. If anything about the vote and you didn't understand, call me and let me share it with you, because somebody else may not have understood either. Okay? Grab your phones. I'm sitting here ready to help, and this is going to be a special time. It really is. Now, there's two or three things that I want to share with you. I want to share with you, if we get to this point, how that in the future, very shortly now, as soon as the rapture's over, the throne of God that is now in the heavenly city, in the temple of God, is going to be moved into the midair. So that during the seven-year tribulation, the throne of God will be visible from this earth, in the midair, and wicked women will be able to look up and see God on his throne. They won't recognize or see him in his actual facial expressions, but they'll tell it's him and that he's on his throne. And that will be right there for 7 years during the whole tribulation period. 7 years. I'm telling you, you're talking about darkness coming. No wonder we don't believe in the post-trib rapture the pre-wrath rapture. We believe in the pre-tribulation rapture before the 7 years can even begin. This 7 years of tribulation, to start after that, the rapture has got to take place. The rapture has got to take place. Now, I need your calls. I want you to get in the middle of this. I'm here to be a blessing. I'm here to answer your questions. I will be kind and gentle to everybody that calls. If you don't like me and you're angry, I'm going to do my best to help you get over being angry. Okay? Now, the email, jrc@paulcreek.org. jrc@paulcreek.org. Again, the phone numbers, the toll-free number, 1-800-338-7884. 1-800-338-7884. Now, that number is 1-800-33-TRUTH, T-R-U-T-H. This program is a program that stands for the truth. We believe this Bible is infallible. And the reason most politicians don't want to call on this program is because we do believe the Bible is the infallible Word of God. I really appreciate Representative Skip Stam, actually his name is Paul Stam, for calling me last week. He's tried to help me with setting this up today, but I kind of had the stinking feeling that I almost knew that Kay Hagan wouldn't call, because everything said on this program is what she don't believe. You know, I mean, she just don't believe what we believe. I mean, we believe the Bible, don't we? We believe the Word of God is infallible. It's the truth. It's going to happen. And when you talk about all of these sad things taking place, the questions I wanted to ask them, I have numbers of them here, a big issue. protection of Bible-believing people across North Carolina. With the decision of Judge Cog, get his name right here. Make sure I say it right. Don't want to say it wrong. Judge Cogburn, C-O-G-B-U-R-N, Judge Max Cogburn, Jr. His phone number, by the way, in his office is 1-828-771-7200. I would like 10,000 people to call him this week. 1-828-771-7200. Let me give that number one more time. This is his office. I have his home number. I'm not giving that to you at this point until I know it's legal. But his office is definitely legal. Attorneys told me. 1-828-771-7200. He's the man who turned the homosexuals loose on North Carolina. He's the man who blasphemed the Bible. He's the man who blasphemed every Bible-believing church. He's the man who blasphemed every one of us who believe in moral decency and moral clean living. He's the one who turned them loose on our children in public schools. Do you understand now what that means for public schools? Do you understand that your children in public schools are going to get a sexual sensitivity, gender sensitivity, public education? Gender sensitivity. You don't look at homosexuals and say you're not just like us. Of course, we know it's a sin. It's a grievous sin. We love the people, every one of them. I have loved homosexual people and homosexual women. I've treated them with nothing but tender pastoral care. I would do that for anybody, anybody. They would be welcome to come here and hear the word of God. They wouldn't be welcome to come here and tout their lifestyle. No, we would not allow that. But we certainly would try to reach them for Jesus Christ. Well, grab your phone. I want to talk to you. Let me see. I have a call here waiting. Where are we at? I don't see the call, ladies. So come tell me where it is. We got a call waiting on me, and I'm trying to find it here, and it may have disappeared while I was talking. Call back, would you please? Grab your phone. Call right back. I want to hear from you. I want to answer you. I want to speak to you. I want to be your friend. Is that fair enough? I want to be your friend. America is in a free fall into a hellish environment and characteristics and value systems lost. I mean, the things happening to this nation are breathtaking. And now with Ebola staring us in the face, what do you call it? Is it a plague from God? Well, we'll talk about that next Saturday. Because I want you to hear what we are talking about, and I want you to hear what we're saying. Now, grab your phone. I want as many calls as you will. If you disagree on anything, call, and very kindly, let's talk about it. If you have a question about anything I said to you about the position of these people, call, and let me talk with you about it. There are so many things that are such a concern. Do you realize how many lies are being told? The liberals on the Democratic side will lie about anything. I am convinced of that. How could you be convinced of anything else? I'm telling you, it is one sad day. You are on the air. How may I help you, please?
That's Reverend Chambers. I heard the other day on AFR radio that the marriage rate in this country has hit its lowest point since 1920.
The marriage point in America, the number of marriages in America at its lowest point in almost 100 years.
Yes, sir.
Well, that's very sad because many couples now are just shacking up together, you know, living together, and actually many of them are going to church, and churches are allowing them to teach Sunday schools and sing in the choir. It is literally invading the church, and that's what's sad. It's sad it's happening to America. It's even sadder that it's happening to the church world.
The mere fact that you have to get on the radio and beg people to vote for the right things shows you how bad this country is. You shouldn't have to beg people to do the right thing.
Well, I do have to beg them, and I'm really appealing to all the people out there who have in the past just voted right lockstep with the Democrat Party. I mean, you'd have to be blind or insane or either a homosexual. Or maybe a baby killer, or just maybe just a radical Democrat to vote with them any longer. And Kay Hagan has voted with Obama 96% of the time. She is absolutely an Obama, Obama person. She belongs to him. I can tell you that right now.
We have a county here in West Virginia. They just said they're not going to fight the gay marriage thing. We had 50 ministers in one county contacted the state to ask their name be took off the marriage registry because they don't want to get sued for turning these people down.
Wow. Well, you know, I understand what's happening. And we will get sued, but, you know, we'll just face it when it happens. And I believe there's enough out there will help me. And there's good organizations in America that will come to my defense as far as the legality of it all. I don't know what's going to happen, but I know we're in for a rough ride till Jesus comes. And it's going to get worse. I mean, if we don't, something, there is an effort to change the decision of this judge up in Asheville. And I hope he is so embarrassed with himself. And I'm praying that he'll get 10,000 calls this week. I mean, everybody out there ought to call him and say, sir, you ought to be ashamed of yourself. You blasphemed every church in this state that believes the Bible.
Yes, you know, the devil knows, and I know you know. He knows that he can destroy the family, he can destroy the church, and he can destroy the nation.
Well, and the church needs to stand up. I am convinced that the problem in America is not the White House, it's God's house. What if every preacher would do what I'm doing today? What if every preacher would get on in his pulpit and stand up? I'm not going to tell people how to vote. I'm just going to tell people what is right in their voting and what they should vote for and shouldn't vote for. I'm not going to tell them how to vote. I'm just going to tell them the values and the things are at stake. That's all I'm going to do. I know how I'm going to vote, and everybody out there knows I'm going to vote for people who believe this Bible.
Representative, I guess you heard where the mayor in Houston, Texas...
I've already talked about that, yes.
...appointed four or five pastors to send in their sermons to her.
Yes, and demanding all their sermons and anything they say about homosexuality, even anything they say to their congregation. I mean, this is really, boy, they really stepped over the line. But you see, a homosexual that is a radical political homosexual, they are some mean folks in most cases. And I know there's exceptions, and I'm not labeling them all with the same attitude as this woman. But I tell you one thing, we'll be facing it all over America.
God bless America.
God bless you. God bless you. You on the air, may I help you, please? You on the air, may I help you, please?
Yes, Dr. Chambers. You mentioned something a little earlier about during the tribulation, God sitting on his throne and the people in the earth being able to see that. Can you direct me to the scriptures that sort of expound on that?
Yes, I'll be delighted. In the tribulation, as soon as the rapture is over and the seven-year tribulation period begins, the Bible makes it very plain that God's throne will be moved from his temple in heaven into the midair, where the people on the earth can actually look up and see his throne. Let me read it to you, because that will make it just as clear as the nose on your face. It's in the book of Revelation, chapter 6, and verse 15. And the kings of the earth, and the great men, and the rich men, and the chief captains, and the mighty men, that includes these judges, and these senators, and President Obama, and all of that crowd, and every bondsman, and every freeman, shall hide themselves in the dens and in the caves of the mountains, and said to the mountains and rocks, fall on us and hide us from the face of him that sitteth on the throne and from the wrath of the Lamb. They're looking up, they're seeing him, they're seeing the throne. They're seeing now that he's sitting on the throne, and they see it up in the heavens, and they cry out, hide us from the face of him that sitteth on the throne. Now, going back to chapter 4, you see when this occurs. It occurs in chapter 4, and immediately I was in the spirit, and behold, I beheld a throne was set in heaven, not in the heavenly city, not in the temple, but in the heavenly body or the heavenly abode above us. And one sat on the throne. So it's very clear. And the great preachers, like some books of old, declare this plainly, that when that rapture takes place, God's throne will be set in the heavens above and will be viewable from the earth.
That's going to be viewable from the earth for 7 years.
For 7 years, it'll be, because everything in the tribulation kind of reflects out and from and connected with the throne. Everything that Jesus does as the Lamb of God will have to do with the Father on his throne and the judging of this earth. And they just plainly looked up and saw him. I mean, they saw him. That's what the Bible said. And John saw it happening in a vision, like a drama. He saw the people looking up and seeing the throne of God and seeing the Father sitting on his throne.
Thank you, sir. I love your work and I love your website. Thank you very much for what you're doing.
Well, we're hearing from people all over the world. This week I heard from Sweden. This week I heard from Japan. I'm telling you, I'm overwhelmed with the countries now that are getting involved with me and are hearing what we're saying and what we're doing, because nobody much is saying these kind of things. Thank you, sir.
Thank you, Doctor.
And God bless you. Now call us quickly. We're here to be a blessing to you. Grab your phone, 1-800-338-7884, 704-391-0588. I want to hear from everybody listening to me all over North Carolina, all over the country. Please call quickly and send your messages to email. As soon as I have a break, I'll go to the email. So call quickly, 1-800-338-7884, and then 704-391-0588, 704-391-0588, and I want to give you an article on what is happening in America, and you'll have the information about God's throne. You'll have information breathtaking. I'm here to tell you, you'll have information breathtaking, and I want you to have it. Call quickly. You on the air now. May I help you?
Hello, my name is Jared Collier, and right now I'm in Lumberton. Have you heard about the incident, one of the Duggars? They went down to the Holocaust Museum at the Smithsonian, and
now, wait a minute. Start that over again and say it a little bit slower, and let me hear you, okay?
I'm sorry. Are you aware of the family, the Duggars?
Douglas?
The Duggars.
No, I don't know what you're talking about.
The Duggars are a Christian family, and I think they have like 18 kids or something like that.
Oh, brother.
They're all Christian. They don't watch like any TV or anything. Well, a couple of them are grown up.
Okay.
Their daughter went to the Holocaust Museum in Washington, D.C.
Okay.
And said something along the lines of that these people were denied the basic right of life. And it's much like the same travesty we're having with the abortion issue. A radical columnist in the New York Times, I believe it was, said that this deranged, radical person needs to be locked away.
Talking about those Christian young people.
These are Christians, yes. Well, the lady's Christian. No, the columnist wasn't.
I understand. The columnist was talking about Christians saying they are deranged and they need to be locked up. That's what they're going to be saying about you and me all over this nation if Jesus tarries a few more months or maybe a year or two.
Yes, sir.
It's coming, brother.
What?
It's coming, brother. Thank you for calling. You on the air. May I help you, please? All right. Sorry about that. Call quickly. Try that again. 1-800-338-7884. 1-800-338-7884. 704-391-0588. 704-391-0588. You on the air. May I help you, please?
Well, Chambers, I want to highly commend you for taking a stand like you have. And I appreciate you sharing that phone number. I want you to know I've already called that phone number and let them know I was very displeased with.
Did somebody answer today?
They did. I left the message, so I'll call back next week.
It probably will need to be on Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. And I would say they would be open in the chamber of the judge from 9 to 4 or 9 to 5. And that would be the good time to call. But we need thousands of people to call Judge Cogman. Probably won't get to speak to him, but you can speak to his secretary. She was as nice to me as she could be. Now, let me say to everybody, don't you call if you can't be nice. Be a Christian. If you're not going to be like a Christian, you don't represent us, and you're not calling for me. If you're calling for me, you act like a Christian. You speak nicely and kindly. And just tell them, hey, say to them, what are you going to do for these people across North Carolina that's going to lose their job because they will not compromise their Bible standards? They will not compromise their belief that the scripture is indeed right. If you marry a couple of homosexuals and you're a magistrate, you're just as guilty as they are. If you're part of them in any kind of a setting and you support them and you back them up and you participate with them, any politician out there who defends the right of homosexuals to marry one another, you're just as guilty as they. And I'm telling you, you'll answer to God just like they will. I'm telling you, judgment is coming. This Bible is as plain as the nose on your face. Brother, it's going to be terrible when this judgment day comes, because it is coming. I read just this morning where the Bible says the nation that forsakes God shall be turned into hell. Do you understand that? The nation that forsakes God shall be turned into hell. The nation that forsakes God. So the calls are ringing. We're here to bless you, and I want you to have this article. I really do. This article is extremely important. You'll get a picture that I think is most breathtaking. Fighting against God. That's what they're doing. I wish you could see that. I'd like to show it to you, but I don't know. I can't. I could have if I'd have thought about it early enough. But I want to tell you, there's a fighting against God going on. You on the air. May I help you, please?
Oh, hi. My name's Linda. And I'm
Hey, Linda.
Yeah. And I just love what your program is doing for the church and for the gospel of Christ. It needs to be shared all over the world, and you're doing a huge part of helping that happen.
You know, this program is actually sold now all over the world.
That's amazing.
Anybody in the world that's got an internet with the possibility of downloading a streaming a video can see this program live. People with little hand radios, hand phones, can actually see me in the countries of Africa. Isn't that amazing?
That's fantastic, and that's what's needed.
And the beauty is not seeing me, of course. It's hearing the truth of God's holy word.
Exactly. And what I don't understand is how our major Christian churches, ones that call themselves Christian, such as the Lutheran Church, can be in favor of homosexuality, allow homosexual marriages, allow homosexuals to be in their church and serve in their church.
Well, the Presbyterians are doing that. The Lutherans are doing that. I think maybe the Methodists are right on the edge.
How did they get that far away from the truth?
Preachers that never were saved, they just went to seminary and got a license to preach, and they know nothing about Jesus. They believe in nothing about the inerrant, infallible Bible. They just don't believe the Bible. That's the problem. Did you know the whole Presbyterian Church denies the book of Revelation as being a truly infallible picture of the future? They deny it. They deny the book of Revelation. I've talked to some of their grandest people that I love.
They came out of the Reformation. They came from Martin Luther.
I know, sister.
Lutheran Church came from Martin Luther.
But look at what's happened to the Pentecostals. The Pentecostals are only 100 years old, and now most of them believe in postmillennialism instead of the pre-tribulation rapture. I mean, you look at the charismatic crowd, the whole crowd of them. They're trying to talk with Rome and create a one-world church. And do you know what the Pope just did this week? He just lowered all the hindrance against homosexuals serving and being part of the Catholic Church. The Catholic Church is getting ready, buddy, to play their part in the Great Tribulation as the leaders, not all together, but the leaders of the one-world church.
How can anybody call themselves a Christian and be fine with homosexuals? Well, okay, I'm not even talking about being fine with I'm talking about homosexual behavior. If somebody's a homosexual, okay, and but they're not engaging in the actual behavior, they're trying to overcome it or whatever, I don't have a problem with that. But I have a problem with them going out and saying that the rest of us have to accept them, have to tolerate them, have to applaud them, have to legalize them. That is not right.
And they're going to teach mind your children if they possibly can. They're going to move into the schoolrooms. Already they teach all kinds of classes in schools across America. They're just moving more and more in the forefront, and you're being pushed more and more in the background. And this judge up in in Asheville, everybody needs his name. His name is Judge Max O. Cogburn, Jr. You can call him at 1-828-771-7200. That's 1-828-771-7200. He needs to hear from thousands of us in North Carolina. They blasphemed us. And then is he going to protect all of these good people that lose their jobs because they won't compromise?
Yeah. And I'm sharing that information with all of the people who follow me on Twitter and on Facebook. I'm letting them know, wherever they are, call him this coming week and let it be known that we are not going to lay down and take this stuff. We are not.
We're not going to play dead, are we? All right. Now, do you have our website? We're on Twitter, too. So if you don't have our website, you send it to me right now. And before I leave this office, I will put you up on our website. And you can find us on Twitter, okay?
What's the website?
PawCreek.org. PawCreek, all little case, okay. .org, O-R-G.
Okay. I will do that.
And you go in and find us, and you can see this program and not just share it. Did you know that? If you go to your web right now, go to the front page of PawCreek.org, click over on the right, you'll see an icon, Open Bible Dialogue. You click, and in a moment's time, you're going to be watching me sitting here right now.
Okay. God bless you, sir.
Thank God bless you, dear lady. God bless you, and you on the air. May I help you, please?
Yes, my name's Ed.
What's your name again?
Ed.
Ed. Hey, Ed.
Hey, buddy. I don't know what to say, but I sure do appreciate your word that you're putting out because, you know, I'm a Christian, and I believe Jesus is Lord, and I believe time's short. And
Jesus is coming, isn't he?
Amen. And you know something else, too? There's a lot of people that believe they're going to go through the tribulation, but the word says that God has not called his people to wrath.
No, sir. God has not called his people to wrath. And we're not going to go through the tribulation if we're ready for the rapture. But there's a multitude who think they're ready, my dear friend Ed, and they're not ready. If you live in a haphazard life, all you do is warm a church pew, you don't have a living, vibrant experience with Jesus Christ, you're not living a life by the power of the Holy Spirit, you could be in trouble tomorrow and even today because that rapture could happen any moment.
Amen. And I tell you something else, too. I don't know how in the world people can go for a certain period of time without even thinking about the Lord. I think about the Lord from minute to minute. And
that's exactly how I do it. I got to go. I love you. You're precious. Did you give the ladies your address? Did you give the ladies your address?
No, I didn't.
Well, hold the phone. I'm going to put you on hold, and you give them your address, okay? Grab them, ladies, and help him. Listen, the number to call, 704-391-0588. 704-391-0588. The voter's guide, I want to send it to you. Everybody that calls will get a copy of it. It came from, Faith and Freedom Coalition. Faith and Freedom Coalition, right here in North Carolina. They wrote these people and got their opinion on these issues. Let me read them to you. U.S. Senate, Kay Hagan, repeal Obamacare. She said no. Repeal Obamacare. Tom Tillis said yes. Same-sex marriage. She said yes. Same-sex marriage. Tom Tillis said no. Abortion on demand. She said yes. Tom Tillis said no. A weakened Federal Religious Freedom Act. Weaken our Federal Religious Freedom Act. She said yeah. Weaken it. She don't care nothing about it. Tom Tillis said no. Cut $716 billion from the senior adults Medicare. Did you hear that? And she said yes. He said no. Now, you'll find Democrats all over the country accusing Republicans of wanting to do that. It's not the Republicans who want to do that. It's Obamacare and the Democrats who want to do that. Do you hear me? Do something about this stuff and vote right, okay? Special rights for gays. He said yes. Special rights for gays. He said no. Defund Planned Parenthood. She said yes. She said no. Sorry about that. He said yes. Cap and trade carbon tax. She said yes, yes. Anything to hurt us, anything to put the Democrats in charge of our life. I want to tell you something. The Democrats have become an atheistic party. They really have. Hey, black people, my dear friends. All among the blacks, all over North Carolina, I love you. You're my friends. Don't you vote that Democrat ticket no longer. I don't care what that preacher does who gets in your pulpit. You tell him he don't know what he's talking about. Tell him to come talk to me and let me share some things with him. Take him my material. That'd be the thing to do. I'm telling y'all, you better hear me and hear me clear. We are in a dark hour. Grab your phone, 1-800-338-7884. 1-800-338-7884. 704-391-0588. Where are my email, friends? Where are my email? Well, here's one or two, finally. Finally, where you been? Where you been? You on the air. May I help you, please?
Hi, how you doing? My name's Justin.
Hey, Justin.
How are you doing today?
I'm doing wonderful. May I help you?
I just got a quick question for you. This is something I'm struggling with. Need to get it settled.
Wait a minute. You got to speak a little clearer right into your phone, okay?
Yes, sir. I apologize about that.
Well, do it quickly because my time is running out.
Okay, I need to know about creation. At the beginning of creation...
Well, you know, I believe in creation, but I won't go to that subject today if you don't mind. Please, let's keep the subject where we're at. Very important, because that would take us off of the most important subject I've done for a while. I want to help people know how and to understand the voting responsibility. Thank you for calling, my dear friend. Now, grab your phone all over this country. Grab your phone, 1-800-338-7884. I'm going to send you a breathtaking article, and I'm going to send you this voter's guide, okay? Everybody who calls and gives us your address or gives us your name, if we already have your address, will send you this article. It is powerful. What is happening to America? The things I will send you will give you the ability to vote right on November the 4th, okay? You've got to get busy. You've got to learn. You've got to contact everybody you know. You've got to call your friends. Talk to your pastor. Talk to your fellow brothers and sisters, the members of your church. Get up in front of the congregation and tell them that you must help them understand the responsibility of voting a moral ballot, a moral ballot, a Christian ballot, a ballot that supports Christian views and Christian values. If you vote for these people who want to cram same-sex marriage down our throat, then you are responsible before God for that act. Do you understand that? I don't care what the color of your skin is. I don't care what the color of the person running for office is. If you vote for somebody just because their skin is black, you are racist. Did you know that? If you vote for somebody just because their skin is black, you are racist. And if you vote for somebody just because their skin is white, you are racist. You vote for the person because of their values, because of what they're committed to, the values they stand on, the things they defend. Oh, listen to me. I got to move here. Wow. What a day. What a day. Let me see here. Well, I was looking for more. I thought I had here we go. Pastor Chambers, please share how you balance the humility of salvation by faith alone with the scriptural mandate to holiness and truth sanctification. How can a Christian, a believer, be both gentle and also stand for purity? That's a good question. How can you be gentle and yet stand for purity? Well, I'm doing it. Am I not? Am I not being gentle? I'm being strong. You don't want me to be sitting here like a weakling, like a wimpy preacher. We got so many wimpy preachers and wimpy men. They drive me crazy. They drive me crazy, these wimpy men who won't stand for nothing. Who have no real commitment to values. I'm telling you, I can hardly stand it. Come on, men, stand up and act like a man. But be gentle. Be kind. Treat people right. Treat people nice. Treat people the way God would have you to treat them, okay? It's very, very important. And I'm trying to see if I have any more emails. And it looks like to me, it really does, that you're just not out there on the internet, or maybe you're watching and you're hearing all these phone calls. Grab your phone now. We've got 12 minutes, 13 minutes. Grab your phone, 1-800-338-7884. You got that? 1-800-338-7884. And then you've got the local number, 704-391-0588. If you hear WHVN at 5 o'clock this afternoon, then you'll need to call and leave your address on the phone. We'll get them all off in the morning, Monday morning, and we'll mail you the same thing we mail everybody else. And you can send an email, jrc@paulcreek.org. I will give all of those emails to the secretaries Monday, and we'll send you the same thing we're sending everybody else. Do you hear me? So grab your phones and call. I want you to give this number of the judge to everybody you know. This is his office, 828. This is in Asheville, 888-771-7200 and call. He must get 10,000 calls this week, and I believe we'll probably go far beyond that. I really do. Kind of everybody puts it on Twitter, puts it on Facebook, and it was all over the internet, and all kinds of people send our post out to others. We send it to nearly 40,000. And then 40,000 can send it to tens, 20s, hundreds, even some of them thousands. Please do that. Please don't put this off. The time is short. There's only a short time. Today's the 18th. We vote on the 4th. So you understand that's only about, 16, 17 days? You're talking about responsibility, man. We really have got to be standing tall and strong and doing right. We really have. I pray you will call now. Open the line. The lines are open. 1-800-338-7884. 704-391-0588. You'll get this guide. You'll get this article. I may send you some other things. I want to hear from you. You're important to me, and you're on the air. May I help you, please? You are important to me. Here you are. You're important to me. May I help you, please?
Yes, sir. I really enjoy your program. I respect you greatly. I honestly do, and we need more people like you, sir.
Well, I just believe in what's right and what's truth, and I don't have enough people to stand with me. Our finances are always very short. I need $10,000 this week just to pay all of my radio bills. How many out there would help me with that? See, that's what I need. Because I've been standing like this for many years. And at times I get a lot of support, and at times people forget about me. But I'm glad you called in, sir. May I help you?
Have a quick question for you.
Good.
And I'm being really serious about this when I ask you this. On the election between Romney and Obama, you said that a Christian should never vote for Romney because he's a Mormon.
Well, you know, I don't know that I said that. I said I was very disappointed that the Democrats ran Romney. He was not a good candidate. He still is not a good candidate. If they try to run him again, they are absolutely insane. They are absolutely insane. He will lose again. That's just what I'm telling you. And I don't know why the Republicans are not always smart. There's too many country club Republicans, and they just don't like me.
I'm in full agreement. But my question to you was, I heard you say you would not vote for him.
Now, I don't know that you heard that, sir. I can't remember exactly, but I voted for him. But I only did it by holding my nose.
You answered my question.
I voted for him. Because the opposite was just too much to bear. I knew exactly what the last 2 years of Obama would be, and they've been just as bad as I expected.
Well, I must have misunderstood what you said.
I guess you did. I was very disappointed. And earlier in the primary, I may have been a little overly enthusiastic in support of somebody else, because I was really for somebody very different. I don't believe Romney was ever a good candidate. He's more like a country club Republican. A rhino, as some of them call him on the talk shows. And we need an old-fashioned American like Ronald Reagan. Do you see that picture up behind my head with me and Ronald Reagan?
Yes, sir. Hey, I'm with you. He was my favorite. I respected the man, loved him, cried when he left office. I'm with you 100%, sir.
Thank you, sir, and God bless you. And I know you're going to vote right. And thank you for calling. Grab your phone. You are welcome. We want to be a blessing to you.
The name you wish to dial.
Wait a minute here. I hit the wrong plane sometime. I hope nobody else does that. You on the air. May I help you, please?
Yes, Pastor Chambers.
Yes.
Elaine in Fort Worth. How are you?
Hey, Elaine. You are right there in Fort Worth, not far from Houston. Is that not a sad picture?
Yes, sir, it is.
Hey, how may I help you? Don't have long, but Elaine, it's good to have you on the phone.
Yes, sir. I wanted to share with all of our listeners, all our brethren, how important it is that God himself knows that we really love him and trust him and exalt his word, everything we're doing. And I just wanted to exhort each one of us to do that. It's really about him, his world, his creation, his world, and we are privileged and blessed to have the opportunity to know him. And I think each one of us need to really stop and think about he is the one that's the most important.
The earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof. loving God and being faithful to God is the greatest act of any human being on the face of this earth.
And our great privilege to be able to do that only because of Jesus Christ dying on the cross for us.
That's exactly right, Elaine. Thank God for Calvary. Thank God for Calvary. Everybody hear of what this dear lady is saying from Fort Worth, Texas. It's time to love God with all of your heart. Thank you, Elaine. You are a blessing. Now call us quickly, 1-800-338-7884. The phones are ringing off today. It's been wonderful. Let me give you this email question. Hey, Joseph, I consider myself an alien and a stranger in this world. That's why all of this stuff doesn't faze me. I will always be a wicked It will always be a wicked world until Jesus comes by. Well, I'm an alien, and I am a stranger, but I also love this earth, this world. I love it because soon it's going to be redeemed, and it's going to be the Lord's earth. And so now it's in a state of rebellion and wickedness, but soon the Lord's going to clean it up and make it a holy place. The Bible says righteousness will cover the earth as the waters cover the sea. And I want to remind you now, in this article I'm sending, I have an absolute proof that God's throne is going to be moved out of the temple in heaven and going to be moved into the midair, into the second heavens, in the midair, literally in the midair, in the second heavens, and the earth, the wicked on the earth and the righteous on the earth will be able to look up. That's righteous after they repent after the rapture, you understand. I don't mean righteous people will be left, but they will repent and become righteous and then be martyred by the thousands, by the millions. But the whole earth is going to see the throne of God. And that is breathtaking. You talk about scaring the world to death. You wait till they look up and they know that God, the Father of this Bible. You know, now they argue about whether God is God and, you know, Allah is God and Muhammad is God and Ishmael, you know, and Allah is God. And they argue about all of this stuff. Let me tell you. It won't be long until there won't be no argument. It'll be God Jehovah, and he will be the God of this earth, and everybody will know it. They may still resist him, but they will know it. I promise you, they will know it. Now, grab your phone. The ladies want to send you this material, and we can't send it to you unless we have your address, and you call right now and give it to them, your name, if we have your address, and your name and address, if you're a new listener. And I'm here to tell you, you better get yourself ready to vote. You really had. You better get yourself ready to vote. It's a dark hour. It's a dark hour. I'm looking for messages here that may have come in and I didn't see. I don't want to miss anybody. I really don't. Not very many here. But it's been good. And we're glad to hear you. And everybody, I'm telling you, it's later than you think. If you ever got yourself ready to follow God, the hour is here. Now, here's the number. The ladies are standing by. The phones are not busy right now. 1-800-338-7884. 1-800-338-7884. That's toll free anywhere in America and Canada. And then locally, 704-391-0588, 391-0588, and then the email, jrc@paulcreek.org, jrc@paulcreek.org. If you haven't sent an email, you know, you're missing a good opportunity, good questions, a great program. I'm telling you, we've got the news out again. Let me give you the number of Judge Max O. Cogburn, Jr., 1-828-771-7200. Liberal. And I'm here to tell you, I believe with all my heart that President Obama pressured him into making that decision. I got the feeling from his secretary and his wife. I talked to both of them. I got the feeling, man, you know, deliver me from this whole mess. You know, that's the feeling I got. I believe he may by now be sorry he made that decision. But we need to somehow make him sorry that he made that decision, because he blasphemed us here in North Carolina. He blasphemed this Bible too. He blasphemed the God of heaven. Did you hear me? And when Kay Hagan votes for these things, she's blaspheming the God of heaven. And you need to understand that now. That don't make people very happy when I say things like that. But you got to hear the truth. If you hear the truth, then you know what's right and wrong. May I help you, please?
Yes, Reverend Chambers. What's happening today to the Kurds is a lot like Israel. They're protecting the Christians. There's a pretense of allegiance, but they're being set up to fail. There's going to be a huge slaughter right on the Turkish border. The church are our allies, and nothing's being done.
Well, it's going to be dark, and it's right on our heads. It's not far away, and I thank you for standing, my dear friend. Now, call us quickly. We have time, maybe one more call. Grab your phone, 1-800-338-7884. I'll do my best to answer every phone I possibly can. I want you to know, we're in a late hour. We really are. And if you're not concerned, I hope I can make you concerned. I want to give you this voter's guide. You heard me. You can see that Kay Hagan and Tom Tillis are totally on opposite sides of the fence, absolutely opposite sides of the fence. And you need to make sure you understand that. I can't tell you how to vote, but I can tell you that it's very dangerous to vote for liberals. It's very dangerous to vote against the values of the Bible. You're voting for things that will cause this nation to be destroyed. What's going to happen to our churches? What's going to happen to our schools? What's going to happen to our children? Look at the kids now, already so infected by the filth of this world until there's very little hope for the multitudes of them. Very little hope. Friend, do you understand what's happening? What has taken place in my lifespan is almost unbelievable. It breaks my heart to understand what has happened in my lifetime. I mean, just a few short years, a few short years. Now, friend, I got to go. You understand, next week we're going to spend the whole program on Ebola and all the different applications. I don't know what may happen about next week. It could be many times worse than it is already. It's got people scared right now. I think we're looking at a plague that could well be a plague that would be great during the 7 years of the tribulation. I pray that Jesus will come any moment. I really do. 1-800-338-7884. That's 1-800-338-7884. Now, I want you to understand, friend. I want you to understand that Jesus is coming. He's coming very soon. There's little time. Little time. Get yourself ready. Be in church tomorrow. Hey, I'm preaching tomorrow. Did I find it here? I hope I wrote it down where I can find it. I'm preaching tomorrow on a great subject. Well, I don't see it, but I'm preaching on grieving and quenching the Holy Spirit. Grieving and quenching the Holy Spirit. Gotta go. I love you. Call quickly. We're here to help you.